You're listening to SBS News.
The Royal Life Saving Society has released new drowning statistics to remind Australian men of the serious risks surrounding alcohol consumption near water. The latest data reveals nearly 2,800 men aged 18 or older have drowned over the last 15 years, with at least 18% of those cases being attributed to intoxication. Royal Life Saving Society National Manager Amy Peden says men account for about 80% of drowning statistics, and the number is even higher for alcohol-related drowning incidents. Ms. Peden says many drunken deaths occur around inland waterways, which are not monitored.
I mean, I think the other two things that are kind of surprising to people to hear is that rivers, creeks and streams are actually the leading location for drowning just generally in Australia, including alcohol-related drowning. People often tend to think it's the beach or swimming pools, but it's actually our inland waterways that are causing the greatest risk. And just the sheer amount of alcohol that is often consumed prior to drowning. Unfortunately, in the drowning deaths of these men 18 years and over in the past 15 years in Australia, one-fifth were known to involve alcohol.
Most men who were drunk when they drowned were with someone at the time. The data, which recorded drowning incidents between July 2003 and June 2018, also reveals 41% of drunken drownings were a result of jumping in, and 32% were due to accidental falls into water. Alcohol increases the risk of drowning by impairing judgment, reducing coordination, and delaying reaction time. Ms. Peden says the average blood alcohol concentration of males who drowned while under the influence of alcohol was almost three times the legal driving limit.
It's not just a couple of beers that these men are having around the water. It's a significant amount of alcohol being consumed, which is increasing their drowning risk and unfortunately has ended up being fatal in a number of cases.
Surf Life Saving Australia National Safety Manager Shane Daw says people consuming alcohol near the water puts lifeguards at risk too.
You know, there's different situations off rocks or boating incidents or even just swimming and getting caught in the rip currents where our lifesavers put their, you know, they put their lives on the line to get out there and assist them. So, you know, it's a little bit concerning, it's alarming and sometimes frustrating, and that's where we're asking people, you know, think about what you're doing, think about what your actions do to you and potentially put you at risk, but also, you know, what it's doing for other people that have to come and try and rescue you and assist you.
Statistics also show people born overseas, which includes tourists, and people who have migrated to Australia make up at least 27% of drownings. Experts suggest people born overseas may not be accustomed to Australian waters and may not know how to identify rip currents. With ongoing high temperatures this month in some parts of Australia, people are being warned to not be careless. The CEO of Surf Life Saving New South Wales, Stephen Pearce, has urged people not to take any unnecessary risks in water, urging new arrivals to the country to take extra care.
We've seen a high representation of the drownings from people from non-English speaking backgrounds. So we are pushing our messaging hard into Western Sydney, but we're also asking the Australians on the beach that if you see someone coming down to your beach that you think may not understand the conditions of your beach or of the water itself, go up to them, show them exactly where is the safest place to swim. Point them towards the lifeguards, point them towards the lifesavers.
AB Peden with the Royal Life Saving Society is urging Australians to look after their friends over the approaching Australia Day long weekend.
Appealing to the common sense of men and the common sense of people to, avoid consuming alcohol around water. If you've had a few drinks, don't get back in the water. And if your mate's a bit under the influence or has had a few too many, look out for them as well.
Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.